This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. What kind of music do you like? Almost everyone I know has got a personal taste in music. From the time we were born, music's been part of our lives. Mothers sang to their newborn babies as a means of comfort. And music, when you think about it, it's got a wonderful way of expressing ideas and emotions when words fail. You can express the intent of your heart through music. We take it for granted. But music fills the world we live in, from radios in our cars to hopping in the elevator with music, birds singing at the crack of dawn to organ music. There's all sorts of ways of music. We're wired for music. Actually, it was Plato who said music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything. Now, you don't have to be a musician to be in love with music. It plays a significant part in shaping your personality. Even the toddlers react to music first before anything else. So you imagine a life in a world without music. Well, the studies have shown there's a definite link between music and your brain. Music can and does literally light up your brain. The Parkinson's sufferers have been known to feel better when hearing their favourite piece of music. And if you're stressed or anxious, you can be helped by music. Some dementia sufferers can still remember songs that they learned and loved in childhood. So it's no wonder then that music has been called the language of the universe. A highway patrolman once pulled over a lady who was exceeding the speed limit. What was her excuse? She said, "I was listening to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony," she said, "and I got carried away," and he let her off with a warning. But it was John Denver, the great American singer, who said that music does bring people together. It allows us to experience the same emotion. People everywhere are the same in heart and spirit. He said, no matter what language we speak, or the colour or politics, regardless of our expressions of love and faith, John Denver said, music proves that we are the same. Doctors say enjoying music can actually reduce the rate of heart disease. You feel happier, more positive. And look at the faces of residents in an aged care place, for example, when an entertainer comes one morning. They really enjoy the music. Well, the church has had centuries-old a history of music. In the worship, the people of God in the Old Testament often sang together as an act of worship to praise God. The children of Israel sang together after they crossed the Red Sea. It was part of their lives. And today, most churches join in singing as an act of praise to God. We just don't listen to music as sort of background noise. In church and other gatherings, we join together as part of worship. I would say today that music is a gift and a blessing that God has given us. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5 verse 19 said, "Sing and make music with your hearts attuned to God." And in another place in Colossians in the New Testament, he said, "Sing the psalms, compose hymns and songs inspired by the Spirit." So it's no wonder that music is so popular. It's got that potential to soothe your soul, refresh your spirit. It may be the words of a song or the tune, doesn't really matter. But the Bible has a lot to say about music. From Genesis, the beginning, to Revelation, God enlisted musicians to work on his behalf. He used music to call people to worship, to even send them off to war, to soothe those who were upset and to ignite their spiritual passion. When there was victory, they used music and song. And also when they mourned the loss, there were songs. So music is an all-occasion, all-inclusive art forms. Music certainly can awaken the soul, lift your spirit, provide you with motivation that you need. So today, no matter what you're going through, there is a song that can help you through the tough time. Heavenly Father, thank you today for music. We know that it is something we have there in the background, but Lord, give us a song today, a song in our heart, so that we can sing and make music in our own hearts. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.